His name's Peter Siddle, and he's been good enough to join us. Sids, have you recovered after that humour from Tim?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I've definitely seen him a bit better than that.
That is as fake as laugh as I've ever heard for you.
Come on, Pete.
That was as fake a laugh as I've ever heard, Tim. Feedback for you, not good. Hey, Pete, good of you to join us, mate. You've had a damn fine month or two. You got the BBL final, you got the Adelaide Strikers home, you bowled magnificently in that final, and now you got the Vicks back in the hunt for the Shield final after being on the bottom of the ladder only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been a good good start to the year, that's for sure. It was a nice time over in Adelaide with the Strikers, and I had the success there, which was great. But to be able to roll into some good form with the Vicks as well, the boys have been on fire, and we've been able to secure a couple of wins of late to get us back in the hunt, and we're sitting second on the table now with a couple of the games to go. So that's a nice place to be in.
And it is, like, it's an even Sheffield Shield season, of course, and whilst you hadn't been able to notch a victory early in the piece, you stayed close enough and you actually made a mess of Western Australia on the weekend. And if by chance you make the Shield final, and we wouldn't back against the Vicks, it's going to be held at the Junction Oval, yeah?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. We get to play our first ever game back there with the new facility this weekend, so play New South Wales starting Saturday, and looking forward to getting out there. And if we do get the Shield final, everyone's still a chance of making the finals. But if we can secure that home final, would be played there, which would be a great obviously a great experience for us getting to play another home final. But especially the first one at the Junction.
28 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're talking to Peter Siddle, who's bowling as well as I've ever seen him bowl. I want to ask you a question though. Ricky Ponting, who's not one for hyperbole, Pete, he said Billy Stanlake, this is what he said yesterday, could be one of the all-time great bowlers this country has ever seen. Are you surprised by that statement?
A little bit. I can see where he's coming from, though. Also, I think, I've known Billy well with my time at the Strikers with him, that, he's a very skillful and talented player, that's for sure. But he has been a player that's, been struck down by a lot of injuries early on in his career. It hasn't played a lot of Sheffield Shield cricket, so he hasn't played a lot of the long form to date. But he's got a lot of promise. I think he's shown in the T20 arena and the one day arena, the success he can have and how sharp and brutal he can be to the opposition. So I think if he can in time transform that into the longer form, he could definitely become into one of the greats. But it's a long way off, but plenty of people have discounted some of the things punters said over the years, and I remember he copped a lot of criticism for Steve Smith when he pretty much picked him back in the early days, and now look where he is. So I think we'd probably have to stick with punter on this one.
Hey, what are you expecting out of this South African tour? Starts tonight, of course. I'm sure you'll be tuned in like the rest of us and fascinated. You've played there, you've toured there. What do we expect? Tim's been talking all morning about this wicket that we're going to see tonight. The green, he's been calling it the Green Mamba. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, we sort of hope that. I think there's been, you go to this, South Africa and sometimes you don't know what you're going to get presented with. But I think the South Africans are going to back themselves in to try and out bowl us. They've got a strong bowling lineup and some very good players on wickets that do offer a little bit. So I think they'll try and keep them green like it's looking and just try and attack our batters, put us under the pressure and then put it back on our bowlers to have to, match them. So I think especially the first couple of tests can definitely be a bit of a bowl off and see who can break each other. But, the Australians are in good nick. They come off the Ashes series win, which was outstanding, and they've gone with the unchanged side for tonight's game. So looking forward to watching the boys get out there and hopefully straight from the word go, get stuck into them and start the series off well.
How many more years can you play cricket for, do you think, Pete?
I think I've still got a good couple of years left in me. I think even though I was out injured for the last couple of years, 18 months, which was disappointing, but I think that's sort of given me a little bit of time to recover mentally and physically. Probably from the strain I was putting on my body from playing so much. So I think that sort of time off has given me a little bit more longevity in the game. And, I'm feeling good. I think, the Big Bash sort of refreshed me and got me buzzing again and got me going to lead in back into the new year. And I think it's definitely helped lead me into the Shield stuff.
Hey, Pete, there's been a redevelopment that's been taking place at the Junction. I walked past there. Yes, it looks magnificent, that new redevelopment.
Yeah, it's come up unbelievable. It's the boys are looking forward to getting out there properly over the next couple of days and starting to get reacquainted with the Junction Oval and then the new look. All our staff and office have all moved from near the MCG into there now. So everything Cricket Victoria is going to be based out of there, which, you know, a new home, and it's exciting. You know, it's not just for the end of this year, but for the future years going forward. That we've got a nice little home base with everyone out there and everyone involved. So looking forward to getting out there and checking out the facilities.
Do they allow dogs on the new oval there? Because I like to take my dog Brando for a walk in that area. Is that okay? I'll clean up after him if he does anything on the oval.
That's what I was going to say. Hey, I've got lots of dogs as well. So as long as you're cleaning up after him, I'm happy for you to go out there and test out the new pitch.
Oh, we might meet down there with our dogs.
That's right. We have a little play around, get them running around.
Pete,
as we let you go, Pete, Tim, he hasn't come back in great nick after Christmas, let's be honest. And he said to me, can you ask Pete about the banana diet? I wouldn't mind giving it a go. Are you still,
he doesn't want to talk about it.
Are you still
it.
Knocking over 20 of them a day?
Yeah, I still knock over a fair few bananas, yeah. They're all smoothies, though, so
right.
a few smoothies a day. One in the morning, you know, a couple after training and throughout the day. But, it's definitely helped me along the way, so.
There you go.
Are you a big banana man or a little sugar banana?
No, I like a big banana. A bit more filling, you know.
We're going to leave it right there, Peter Siddle. You've been a very good man for joining us this morning. Good luck against those New South Welshmen. Get down to the Junction Oval if you're in the area. Starts on Saturday. Fantastic venue and great to see first-class cricket played there.